So have you heard about this plot by a group of anarchist soldiers in Georgia who were plotting to assassinate Mr. Obama and overthrow the government? It's an anarchist organization called FEAR, Forever Enduring, Always Ready. And evidently, the founding member was a private named Isaac Aguigui, whose pregnant wife died, and he received $500,000 in insurance benefits, out of which he spent $87,000 in order to get weapons to do this. This was all uncovered because back in December, they had a loose end, a loose member in the group, and his girlfriend, who the group silenced by murdering. So uncovering this murder situation revealed that this organization was setting out to assassinate the president. Now, I looked up this morning assassination attempts against Mr. Obama, and there have been one or two every year since 2007. Earlier this year, we had the threat that Ted Nugent made about Obama. Now, he didn't threaten Obama. He said his life was in danger if Obama is reelected. And that's the kind of insanity that we're getting with these crazy, nutzoid people who think that if the president is responsibly and duly reelected, that it's going to be the end of the world. Dinesh D'Souza has a piece of propaganda that he's released as a movie in which he predicts the end of the universe if Obama gets reelected. You know, he's making a movie that's making millions of dollars in theaters right now by right-wing anuses who want to see stuff like that. And we're supposed to be civil to people who want to kill the president? For people who are so opposed to moving forward progressively? These are people who think that medical marijuana is the end of the world, that think that gay marriage is the end of the world. They go so far as to attack women for abortion and for health procedures. And yet we're supposed to be civil to these very uncivil, bad human beings? It's a ridiculous world that we're living in right now, folks. And it's not the president's fault. All right, this is the weekly news in review that was posted by a new guy, Jeff Ernsthausen, on the 28th of August, 2012. And this is a summary of headlines of the last week to give you a brief review of the news. There's enough information here that if you want to look up further details, you very much can. Or you can go to harpers.org and read the weekly news in review. I share this with you, and I add some comments myself. This is the Kill Radio News team, and I'm DJ Bennett here in Los Angeles. And this is the news. As Tropical Storm Isaac accelerated northward through the Gulf of Mexico, officials at the Republican National Convention in Tampa postponed the formal nomination of Mitt Romney as the party's presidential candidate from Monday to Tuesday. That is today, as I'm reading this to you. And Florida Governor Rick Scott declared a state of emergency. "Preparation is a key to success," said Scott, while he underhandedly tries to make sure that black people and elderly people can't vote in his state because they'd vote for Mr. Obama. "Cigarettes," said one resident. "I'm stocking up on those." This storm, which killed several people as it passed over Haiti and temporarily halted ferry service to the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, was expected to become a Category 1 or Category 2 hurricane by the time it makes landfall along the Florida Panhandle and Louisiana coast. Supporters of Ron Paul, who was denied a speaking slot at the Republican convention after refusing to fully endorse Romney or to allow Romney's team to vet his speech, held a rally on Sunday near the site of the Republican convention. "Isaac is a distraction," said the master of ceremonies. "This is liberty." Well, it's really shameful the way the Republicans are treating one of their own, Ron Paul, who has a very devoted following. They are changing the rules as much as they can to prevent people like Ron Paul from speaking or letting their delegates come forward and address the convention. Obviously, the Republicans are in a mess. They've chosen the worst possible candidate to run against the president, and they will not allow dedicated, hardcore Republicans from putting up the man that they want to see speak at the convention. Senate candidate Todd Akin, oh, you know this story, a Republican of Missouri, who recently said that women's bodies are capable of preventing pregnancy in cases of legitimate rape, affirmed that he would not bow out of the race despite calls for him to do so by many prominent Republicans. Romney told supporters during a campaign rally in Michigan that no one's ever asked to see my birth certificate, in reference to President Barack Obama. Humor, Romney explained later. We've got to have a little humor. Ah, so Mr. Romney thinks it's funny to declare that our president is not legitimate. That's humorous to him. You are aware of what a complete and utter flip-flopper Mitt Romney is, right? How it's more important to win than it is to be honest, that everything that comes out of his mouth is what he is supposed to say, not what he actually believes, and that if you believe anything he says, you're a fool. The United Nations denied that it would invade Texas in the event that Obama was elected and a second U.S. Civil War broke out, following speculation by a Lubbock County judge that it would. Not even the United Nations, said a spokesman for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, would ever mess with Texas. In Nepal, a man bit to death a cobra that had bitten him. And in Delaware, three employees of the Hands of Our Future daycare were arrested after police obtained video showing the workers encouraging two toddlers to fight one another. "He's pinching me," complains one child in the video. "No pinching," responds a worker, "only punching." Ah, that's the way we're teaching our kids nowadays, huh? Meanwhile, a Norwegian court declared Anders Behring Breivik sane and sentenced him to indefinite preventative detention for the massacre of 77 people last summer. Breivik told the court, "I wish to apologize to all militant nationalists that I wasn't able to execute more." Someday that guy's going to get out of jail. Activists reported that hundreds of Syrians had been killed during a government assault on a suburb of Damascus. 19 people were shot in 7 incidents during a single night in Chicago. And in New York City, police inadvertently wounded 9 bystanders in the course of shooting down a suspected murderer outside the Empire State Building. You getting that? This guy shot one person, and then the police, in order to prevent him from hurting anybody else, wounded 9 people. What do you say about that? Obviously, police in New York are idiots too. Ethiopian President Meles Zenawi died at 57. Police in Nicaragua caught 18 people smuggling $7 million while disguised as a crew from Mexico's Televisa television network. Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa announced that the United Kingdom had withdrawn a purported threat to enter his country's London embassy and arrest WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who has been sheltered there for 2 months while facing extradition to Sweden. The website TMZ published photos of a nearly nude Prince Harry carousing in Las Vegas. The real scandal, said London Mayor Boris Johnson, would be if you went all the way to Las Vegas and you didn't misbehave. A young male mountain lion tried to enter a casino in Reno, but was foiled by the revolving door. A California jury ordered Samsung to pay Apple $1 billion for infringing on six of Apple's patents for mobile devices. I wonder if mine is one of them. A Massachusetts judge upheld an order requiring a former Boston University student to pay $675,000 in damages to the Recording Industry Association of America for pirating 31 songs in the mid-2000s. Shouldn't that just be 31 bucks? And the United States Anti-Doping Agency banned seven-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong for life and stripped him of all titles he won after August 1st, 1998, citing evidence that the cyclist had used performance-enhancing drugs. A Los Angeles comedian confessed to having been drunk and on magic mushrooms when he appeared as a contestant on The Price is Right in May. "We go to local high schools," he told host Drew Carey after claiming he worked as a skateboard rabbi, "and try to turn religious extremism into religious extremism." Researchers discovered that hermaphroditic Siphopteron quadrispinosumsi slugs engage in self-harming, non-reproductive sex. A study of Icelandic nuclear families showed that men pass on nearly four times as many new genetic mutations to their offspring as do mothers, and that older fathers pass on more such mutations than do younger ones. White-handed gibbons, who were observed calling out after inhaling helium, were found to display operatic vocal technique. Neil Armstrong, the first human to set foot on the surface of the moon, died at age 82. May his vision for our human destiny in space, said Apollo 11 crewmate Buzz Aldrin, be his legacy. And meanwhile, I think it was U.S. News and World Report reported that Neil Young was the first human to set foot on the moon and that he had died. On Mars, the rover Curiosity lifted its robotic arm for the first time and went for a test drive across the planet's surface. Good for you, Curiosity! Assassinations of our president. Neil Armstrong dies. A prince is screwing around in Las Vegas. Isaac's turning into a hurricane. The Republicans are acting like buffoons in Tampa. Gee, it is the end of summer, isn't it? And it's an election year. This has been the Harper's Weekly News and Review from Kill Radio and DJ Bennett. And listen to my music show every Friday night here at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I should be back next week. Thanks for listening.